From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 27th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the 46th state Senate district race between Republican incumbent George Amador Jr. and Democratic challenger Sarah Nicoli has heated up over the issue of comprehensive ethics reform in Albany. In comments made on Thursday, May the 26th, Nicoli referred to Amador as, and I quote, part of the problem with state government, end quote, she hopes to fix if elected. She said, and I quote, with over $500,000 a year in outside income and coffers filled with the same pay-to-play financing that got former state Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos into hot water, George Amador exemplifies why we need real reforms in Albany, end quote. Amador responded, denying the allegations. He said Nicoli's comments were attention-seeking and not based in fact. He said, and I quote, her statements sound like typical political rhetoric from a very progressive, left-leaning agenda. I think it is unfortunate that we have a candidate wanting to run for public office that is not getting their facts straight, end quote. Amador went on to defend his record, saying he has supported ethics reform throughout his time in both the Assembly and in the Senate. Nicoli, a Democrat, has served as Palatinetown supervisor since 2014. She laid out her plan for ethics reform, calling on lawmakers to create tighter restrictions on the use of campaign funds and to close loopholes that allow individuals to circumvent the campaign donation cap, strip pension benefits from state and local officials convicted of felonies, and pass laws to increase campaign finance disclosure. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Hudson Police Commissioner Gary Graziano has suspended weekend alternate side parking for the duration of the summer, effective Friday, May the 28th. Drivers are permitted to park their vehicles on both sides of the street from 8 p.m. Friday through 8 a.m. on Sunday. Alternate side parking rules within the city limits will remain suspended on weekends only through September the 30th. The Pew Research Center is reporting a majority of American adults get their views on social media, according to a study conducted early this year by the center. Among the 62% who get their news from Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and Tumblr, 18% do so often. Facebook is by far the largest social networking site, reaching 67% of all U.S. adults. The two-thirds of Facebook users who get news via the site amount to 44% of the general population. Pew found social media news consumers still get news from other sources. Roughly 2 out of the 10 Facebook users also get their news from radio, and about 3 in 10 tune in to local TV. You can read that full story in journalism.org. The March for Farm Worker Justice left Smithtown on Long Island on May 15th, heading to Albany with stops in Saugerties, Catskill, and Ravenna May 29th, 30th, and 31st. Marchers are attempting to bring attention to the need for legislative action to end the inequality that currently burdens farm workers in the state. The New York Civil Liberties Union filed suit on May the 10th against the state and Governor Andrew Cuomo over the state not allowing farm workers to organize. The group marches to Albany for Farm Worker Albany Day on Wednesday, June the 1st. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $59.3 million in state and federal funding for upstate transit authorities on May the 26th, with almost $1 million set for Greene, Columbia, and Rensselaer counties. Greene County gets $489,916 for 3 buses and mobility management services. Columbia County gets $260,000 for operating assistance, vehicle replacement, and equipment, and $110,000 goes to Rensselaer County for operating assistance. Farther south, Ulster County receives $534,000 for operating assistance and 1 new bus. Dutchess County got $183,000 for operating assistance. Carrie Allen reports in the Register Star that the Chatham Bowl closes after 53 years on Tuesday, May the 31st. The general public, Chatham's varsity bowling team, and cast members for an episode of an Australian reality television show were among the bowlers over the years in Chatham, where computerized scorekeeping was never added. Chet Cross drew up the blueprints. His wife, Carol, took over when he died in 1986. And in 2005, the couple's daughter, Lynn Cross, and her husband, Ted Miner, bought the bowling alley. Now, though, they are looking forward to June the 1st. Miner said, and I quote, it will be my first day off in years, end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And for our final story, Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials are moving forward on a plan to create a physical connection between the Olana and Thomas Cole historic sites. Earlier this month, the Greene County Legislature Economic Development and Tourism Committee authorized the creation of a $124,000 budget for the Hudson River Skywalk project after the county received grant funding from the State Department of State. The money received will pay for a feasibility study, planning and design for the skywalk, construction drawings, a market study, and an economic impact analysis to determine any potential revenue gains. The undertaking will allow for the design and construction of pedestrian improvements for the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. The Greene County Legislature, the Cole House, Olana, Scenic Hudson, the State Bridge Authority, and the Village of Catskill have been actively involved in the planning process. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the WGXC listening area. Widely scattered to scattered non-severe thunderstorms are possible on Friday afternoon and evening. As for today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:22 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 27th day of May 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.